بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I could ask you, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whomever Allah guides, and whoever Allah... Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there's no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there's no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allah ta'ala fil Quran al-Kareem, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah who blessed us to live through the month of Ramadan. And by living through the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to send something forward in the way of good for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. So Alhamdulillah who blessed us to live through the month of Ramadan. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topics for today's khutbah is going to be about what next? What's next? Ramadan is finished, now what? The reality is, brothers and sisters, many of us, maybe we're still recuperating from Ramadan. This was a hard Ramadan, Alhamdulillah. Many of us perhaps were catching up on our rest. We're catching up on our sleep. We're catching up on life going back to normal. But brothers and sisters, we don't want to wait too long. We don't want to slack off too much from what we were doing during Ramadan. In fact, what we want to do is we want to keep the good deeds going. We want to keep the good deeds going. And some people, instead of keeping the good deeds going, they go back to what they were doing before Ramadan began. And this is the wrong approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about what's next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? Where are we going? We're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because Ramadan is over doesn't mean we're not going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is we're 1 month closer to our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْأَعْلَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran, verily it's only... It's a benefit to the alameen. It's a reminder to the alameen, to the creation, that's us. For whosoever wishes to go on the straight path, and all of us we say, اِهْدِنَا سُرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. We know what the straight path is. It's being Muslim. It's being in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's doing those good deeds that we were doing during the month of Ramadan. It's staying away from those bad things that we left off during the month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, we need to keep the good deeds going. All of us with the end of the month of Ramadan, it's like we just got out of rehab. You know, the people that go into rehab when they have problems, when they need to fix themselves. And this is what we were doing during the month of Ramadan. During the month of Ramadan, we were rehabilitating our iman, our faith. We were rehabilitating our sense of taqwa, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were rehabilitating our salat. How many of us, we increased our salat during the month of Ramadan? We were rehabilitating our akhlaq. Our character, the way we deal with the people. We were rehabilitating our adab, our manners. We were rehabilitating what we do with our tongue, making the dhikr of Allah, being and saying good things to our people, staying away from the bad words. We were rehabilitating all of these things about ourselves. And now that we're out of rehab, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back to the way we were before Ramadan? Hopefully not. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُبْعَثُ قُلُّ أَبْدٍ أَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah said that everyone will be raised up in the condition in which they die. How many of us we would love to die in a state like we were in during the month of Ramadan, when our whole focus was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our whole focus was on making istighfar. Our whole focus was on worshiping Allah and asking Allah to forgive us, asking Allah to save us from the nar, asking Allah to give us Jannah, doing the good deeds, give us sadaqa fi sabilillah. How many of us would love to go back in a state like that? Go back in a state like that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us. But if that's the state we want to be in when Al-Malik al-Malik comes for us, then we have to keep those good things going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who will have regret. When Al-Malik al-Malik comes for them, these people, they will have regret. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to these people, أَوَلَمْ نُؤَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah will say to these people who are wishing they had more time, now that they've seen Al-Malik al-Malik, then they're going to say, oh Allah, please send us back. Allah will say to these people, did we not give you lives long enough so that that person who wanted to benefit from the reminder, he would benefit from it. And the warner came to you. The nadir came to you. The Mufassirun, they said by nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking about the gray hairs. How many of us, we have the gray hairs now? We're getting older. Some of the Mufassirun say by an-nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how long ago did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live? And he warned us. We know the reality about what comes next. We know the reality about adab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave. We know the reality about the nar, the hellfire. So the warner came to us, brothers and sisters. So what are we going to do now? Brothers and sisters, Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, that was a reminder for us. We should reflect. During Ramadan, what were we doing? We were fasting. No food. We were thirsty. We were hungry. We were standing up for Qiyamul Layl. Standing up. We were hot because it was the hottest part of the year. We were remembering our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan was a reminder for us about what comes next. Ramadan is like a very small taste of Yawmul Qiyamah. Very small taste. What are we going to be doing on Yawmul Qiyamah? Everybody's going to be standing. Everybody's going to be thirsty. Everybody's going to be hot. The sun is going to be right there above our heads. Everybody's going to be waiting for their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan was a reminder for us, brothers and sisters. And Allah bless us to live through that reminder. So are we going to benefit from it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْدِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْخَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرَ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, and warn them about the day of regret. Warn them, warn us about the day of regret. And this is Yawmul Qiyamah. Everybody's going to have regret on Yawmul Qiyamah. The person that did good, he's going to regret that he didn't do more good. The person that did bad, he's going to regret that he didn't stop doing the bad and start doing the good. And Allah told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and warned them about Yawmul Hasr, the day of regret. When the cases, they'll be decided. We can't do nothing else on Yawmul Qiyamah. Right now, we can still do good. Alhamdulillah. Right now, we're still alive. We can still do good to help ourselves. Alhamdulillah. And Allah says, but right now, they're in a state of ghafla. Carelessness, heedlessness. Many of us have already turned our attention back to the dunya. Now I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer. Now I'm going to go on vacation. Now I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to do that. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they don't believe. They've forgotten. May Allah make us from the people who benefit from the reminder of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, realize that right after Ramadan, the shaitan, he got let loose. During Ramadan, we were able to do so much good, alhamdulillah, because the shaitan, he was away from us. Right after Ramadan's over, shaitan is on top of us. How many of us were struggling with coming to the masjid again? How many of us were struggling with getting up for Salatul Fajr? How many of us were struggling with lowering our gaze? How many of us were struggling on doing the sunnah, the nawafil salat? When during Ramadan, we were standing up for hours. And now all of a sudden it's harder. It's because shaitan is on us. During Ramadan we were moving like this. But now we got the shaitan on our backs, so now we're moving slow. Now it's harder. But alhamdulillah, we know what's going on, brothers and sisters, and we have to fight the good fight. We have to struggle even more. And I say this to myself as I say it to you, because all of us, wallahi, we're all Bani Adam. We're all going through the same thing. The shaitan is on each and every one of us, trying to get us to go back to this ghafla, this forgetfulness, this remembering only the dunya and forgetting about the akhirah. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَأْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ سِتِّينَ إِلَى سَبْعِينَ وَأَقُلُّهُمْ مَنْ يَجُوزُ ذَلِكَ. Rasulullah said, the usual lifespan of my ummah, of my people, is between 60 and 70 years of age. And very few people, they go beyond that. How many of us, we feel guaranteed that we're going to live to see 60? None of us should. So brothers and sisters, we have to prepare right now. And even if Allah blesses us to live to be 60, that's not much time. That's a very short amount of time to prepare for the akhirah, to prepare for eternity. This is what we're preparing for. Whatever we're doing, this little bit of time that we're here, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, maybe, very short amount of time to prepare for the akhirah, which is going to last for forever. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us, keep the good things going. Build up upon it. Don't slack off. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that when the people of Medina reached the age of 40, they would stop and they would dedicate all their lives to preparing for the akhirah. That was it. Once you hit 40, that's it. Now it's time to head strong into the hereafter. And by comparison, what are we doing? Those of us that have reached 40 and we've passed 40, what are we doing? We're planning for retirement. We're planning for vacation. We're planning for this. We're planning for that. We need to be planning for the akhirah, brothers and sisters, the hereafter. Because that's what's coming next. And we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed us with the month of Ramadan. One of our brothers, he's in the hospital right now. And he got sick right after Ramadan. Right after Ramadan. And he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me to live through Ramadan. He was happy. Because now he's incapacitated. Now he's in the hospital. And by the way, this is Brother Hamza. He's in room 210. You can go see him, inshallah. 210 at New Hanover. What about us? Allah bless us to live through Ramadan and we're healthy. Alhamdulillah. Now we can eat and drink. Now we feel strong again. What are we doing with ourselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا khayrat, rush to everything that is good. Rush to do the good things while you can. So brothers and sisters, let's build up on what we did during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us a golden opportunity. One more Ramadan, where we can send forward the good. And alhamdulillah, many of us, we did good, alhamdulillah. The tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, this masjid was filled with people. People that came and they stood for Maghrib, subhanallah. Maghrib, all the way through Isha and then Tarawiyah. Many of us, we were able to pray to Hajj too, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, let's keep that going. During the month of Ramadan, many of us were bringing our families to the masjid. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep bringing our children to the masjid. During the month of Ramadan, we were giving sadaqah for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody wanted a piece of Jannah. Everybody wanted a piece of the new masjid that we're trying to build. And so they gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guess what? We still need money to complete that masjid. We can still get a piece of Jannah, inshallah, by donating for the sake of Allah to finish that masjid. And then we'll have something we'll leave behind for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, we were reading the Quran. How many of us, we haven't picked up the Quran since Ramadan already? Brothers and sisters, stay with the Quran. Make the Quran your companion. And wallahi, I'm not preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself first. Because all of us, we need to do these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبُّدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَتِيَكَ الْيَتِيمِ. Allah says, and worship Allah. Stay worshiping Allah until the certainty, al-yaqeen, comes to you. And Mufassirun said, al-yaqeen is al-maut. It's death. This is the certainty. Without a shadow of a doubt, each and every one of us are going to experience death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every one of you will taste death. This is al-yaqeen. This is certain. Nobody has a doubt about that. And Allah says, worship Allah until al-yaqeen comes to you. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to build up on the things that we were doing during the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to stay strong, inshaAllah. To do those good deeds, to keep worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to prepare for our meeting with Him.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد
At-Tirmidhi has related that upon occasion an Arabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, man hayrun nas. He said, O Messenger of Allah, who's the best of the people? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah said, Man tala umuruhu wa hassuna amalu. He said, the best of mankind is that person whose life is long and his good deeds are many. He's lived a long life, and he's filled that life with good deeds. And this needs to be us, brothers and sisters. The same way we were worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extra hard during the month of Ramadan is the same way we need to try to do the rest of the year. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, many of us, we won't be able to keep up that pace because it was hard. And there's special barakah in the month of Ramadan where Allah makes it easier for us to do the good deeds. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to keep them going after Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, as I said, now is the time for us to build up on the good that we were doing during the month of Ramadan. If during the month of Ramadan we left off certain sins, let's stay away from them. Let's not go back to them. If during the month of Ramadan we were coming to the masjid, let's keep coming to the masjid. Let's show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indeed we're trying to ask Allah to forgive us. We're trying to be the best Muslims that we can be. During the month of Ramadan, we took advantage of everything that Allah gave us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We took advantage of our wealth. We took advantage of our health. We took advantage of our time. We took advantage of our resources. Everything was focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's keep doing it after the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that whatever we do in the way of good, it's only for our benefit. It's for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ أَمِلَ سَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَأَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Whosoever does good is for his own self. And this is what we were doing during the month of Ramadan. That was for us. That was for our benefit when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And whosoever does bad, then he's only hurting himself. We're only hurting ourselves if we go back to the bad that we were doing before Ramadan. And then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be returned, all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-jannatu aqrabu ila ahaddikum min shiraki na'li wal-naru mithlu dalik. Rasulullah said, Jannah is closer to any one of you than the straps on his shoes. That's how close we are to Jannah. And he said, and so was the hellfire. You're just as close to the hellfire. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean by this? He's talking about our actions, what we do. Because whatever we do, we're going to be tied to it on Yawmul Qiyamah. If we do good, we're going to be tied to that good on Yawmul Qiyamah. And if we've done evil, we're not going to be able to get away from it on Yawmul Qiyamah. We're going to be right there with it. It's going to be right there with us. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from the month of Ramadan that just passed by. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from our month of rehabilitation that Allah blessed us to live through. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to keep the good deeds going after Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become even better Muslims than we were before Ramadan. To keep building on the good that Allah blessed us to do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us our Ramadan. To accept our fasting. To accept our salat. To accept our istighfar. To accept our sadaqah. To accept all the good that we did. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And to save us all from the nar, and to give us all Jannatul Firdaws. Allahumma firli.